have a dream that bitches will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the number of limbs they have, but by the lumpiness of their amputation stumps. Cripples.
Damn, why I gotta be... Fuck the cripples. What did the cripples ever do to you?
Well, you were just laughing at them.
I wasn't laughing at them. I was laughing at the depiction of wheelchair Rebecca and how she possibly got into the wheelchair.
I can't believe you have had internet for however long and you've never seen that clip, Wheelchair Rebecca.
I hadn't, and that was the most hilarious thing I had ever seen. I mean, I really like the part where the mother was like, well, maybe she was having rough sex. And you see the two puppets going at it. Yeah, baby, yeah, baby. And then he hit her so hard after she was like, hit me, yeah, hit me, hit me. And he popped her neck. And he's like, oh.
Classic shit.
Yeah, it was classic, though. But no, I would never say fuck the cripples. Well, I guess it's just say fuck every other group. I guess now it's their turn.
Yeah, I finally found a group that I hadn't, yeah. Oh, this is Podcast X. I'm Team Mafia.
They better know what it is by now. Yes, hey, this is Vixen. What's going on, bitches?
And we're reviewing...
Speaking of cripples, it's,
Amputee Love, issue 1.
Wow.
There was never an issue 2.
Gee, I wonder why.
First of all, who thinks of this?
An amputee.
Yeah, I guess. Right? I suppose.
Yeah, because an amputee wrote this, her and her husband or something.
Who is responsible for this?
Yeah.
Oh, well, before we get to the credits, since they didn't do cover credits back then, here on the cover, goddamn and shit. what the fuck?
Well, let's see. We got one chick standing there pretty much nude. You see, she's got a prosthetic on her leg. We see a couple of people with stumps for arms. But they all look like they're having an orgy and having a good time. Yeah, they're making it look like being an amputee is fun.
These chicks have huge nips.
They sure do. I don't know.
Okay, let me see here.
Yeah, I was like, yes, we have to address that beginning page.
Yeah, go ahead.
It says it's an exciting and liberating book. This is a graphic novella about a woman amputee and her friend.
Whoa, hey, comics related and shit.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I don't recall the term graphic novel ever seeing that used, like, so long ago. Huh. And, yeah, because now, like, they call, like, big comics graphic novels.
Right.
And, yeah, this is like 70, whatever, 74, 75. I think the actual comic was written and drawn in 73. But anyway, okay. Yeah, that's a really early usage of that term, graphic novella. Mm-hmm. Oh, there it is. The authoress, the publisher writes.
I was like, okay, now y'all making up shit.
Well, she's a little girl author, you know. She's not like a real author, like a guy.
She ain't an author writing this shit. A little girl writing this shit.
A double ampute. Well, not age-wise. Being patronizing. You know, it's like, oh, a girl tried to write something. That's so cute. You know, it's more like that. A double amputee?
Yeah, how about that?
But they don't tell you. I'm annoyed.
Where it was,
I'm really annoyed that I don't know which limbs the chick who wrote this is missing. Like, I want to know. I feel entitled to know. It's like, why is he being secretive, the publisher, and not telling me?
I don't think you thought about him being secretive, though.
Hey, look. The cover artist used authentic amputees as models. That must be the most disturbing photograph, like, ever that we don't get to see that he drew the cover off of.
Yeah, I guess so.
Huh. Oh, her husband, Rich, did the illustrations. Now, we don't know if he's in it. He's probably not an amputee.
Probably not.
He's probably one of... So, I guess he's one of these guys that, like,
Chase's amputee. Why would a guy do that? Why would a guy be into, like, you know, stumpy broads?
Well, isn't that like when you told me in Grindhouse what Quentin Tarantino said about Rose McGowan's character?
Easy access?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if she's missing both of her arms, there's no easy access. Although she can't fight a dude off, and that's pretty cool. Good reason to cut a girl's arms off, by the way. Hey, did you see Boxing Helena? Because that sucked.
I heard about it, and yes, I heard exactly what you just told me. That
yes, Jennifer Lynch has all of her mother's talent. Ooh. Now. Yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to point something out to you, Trenchcoat. Look, they put a Bible verse on the cover there. On the letters page, too. I wondered if that bothered you.
Well, it proves once again that the Bible is the most fucked up book in existence. Even worse than Amputee Love Is She One. Because that which is crooked cannot be made straight. And that which is wanting cannot be numbered. What the fuck does that even fucking mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, me either. No, see, nobody knows. It's all gibberish.
I mean, I got the first part of it. I got that first part.
Well, a missing limb is not crooked because it ain't there. Of course you can't make it straight. See? Gibberish. Anyway. The dude who wrote this part. Wow.
Look at all. They're just something for both people in this drawing. The whole thing is just nothing but words.
Yeah, pretty much.
Words upon words.
We're still
upon
on
words.
The inside front cover.
Right?
And, like, they had some dude write this thing. I wanted to fuck this amputee, but, like, I didn't.
Yeah, they did. They did it twice.
They did? Oh, right. He couldn't fuck good enough. Wait a minute. Well, that's basically what he admitted to, right?
He said they were better off as friends.
Yeah, so like I said, he couldn't fuck her good enough. And my thing is, what a judgmental fucking bitch. You're missing a limb or some shit? You're going to judge the dude? You got to be fucking kidding me.
Oh, goodness.
Man.
All right, we got to move it along.
Okay, here it is. Wow, published in 1975. That's about when undergrounds were starting to fade away. Like, because they were shutting down, fucking fascist American government was shutting down the head shops.
Because
that's where, like, you would buy shit like this. Yeah. Oh, well. Because let's face it, it's not going to be on the rack with Archie. Okay, here we're introduced to our lead character, who at this point in time has all of her limbs. And I'm noticing she has little titties here. Don't they, like, grow when she becomes an amputee?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like what the fuck?
It's like she becomes more womanly or
something.
I didn't
notice that, like, she started out this comic not only with all of her limbs, but, like, you know...
Small titties.
With small titties. So apparently, broads, if you want big tits, you know, lop a leg off and they'll magically grow. Huh. Okay, and...
You know, like how they say the senses compensate when one sense is...
You know, it all makes sense.
Maybe that's what is the logic we're going with here.
Actually, you think about it. Okay, a broad's missing a leg. All of a sudden, she's not attractive to the opposite sex. So to compensate, the titties grow. I mean, okay, actually, I can sort of see that, although that's bullshit, by the way.
Exactly.
No, not that. I mean, yeah, we know that's bullshit. I mean, the thing about, if someone, for example, is blinded, their other senses become sharper to compensate. Total, utter bullshit.
Hey.
That's like one of those old wives' tales, like, you know, people feel better about themselves because it's like, oh, it all evens out, you know, life is fair, you know, it all works. No, that does not happen. That's a total myth.
Now, wait a minute, though, but supposedly, well, I guess all the depictions I've seen, well...
Depictions, see? Depictions. Sure, right. In fiction. Okay. I mean, Daredevil lost his eyesight, and, you know, he's got superpowers all of a sudden.
Yeah, about that.
Okay, but see, in real life, it doesn't quite work that way.
Well, it seems like at least blind guys seem to get all the chicks. Look at Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles. They populated the Earth with, like, 6 and 7 kids, and I don't think that was just because a woman took mercy on them.
Ka-ching. A guy could have no eyes, no limbs, no nothing. If he's got money, he's going to get broads. And somebody tell Stevie Wonder he's got a goddamn macrame holder on his head.
What is that? What is that?
You know, macrame, you know, like beads.
Oh, yeah. You know. And like, don't be talking about Stevie Wonder. As Eddie Murphy said, he's a musical genius.
Is he dead yet?
No, he's too young to die.
What?
Well, okay.
See, like,
he's not old, sorry.
What? What do you consider old?
Well, I mean, he's not, like, ancient old. He's, like, in his 50s.
What? Oh, no. Oh, no. We're going... No, no, no. We're looking this up. 50s? That's 54. Not possible.
I think he's 54.
74, maybe.
54. Okay, he was born in 1950. Oh, come on. We're wasting time.
Because there's no way he's only 54.
He was born in 1950. May of 1950.
Oh, well, then again, he did begin his career.
Yes, he was a kid.
As little Stevie Wonder. Exactly.
See?
Wow.
1950.
So he's 57.
Wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry.
What
50.
Were you,
I'm sorry. My
what math were you just
was
reading you
my
know,
math was
a magazine that came out like 3 years ago or something?
Probably. Yeah. Okay, so he's 57.
So he's almost 60.
Mm-hmm.
So he's old.
Oh.
Hey, look at his real name. Steveland.
Morris, yeah.
Steveland Hardaway. It says Judkins.
Hardaway. Oh, Hardaway, yeah.
Judkins?
No, he was, you know, Southern. What do you want him to do?
More proof we should wipe out the South.
Oh, stop it.
They've got names like Judkins.
Hey, I wouldn't mind being one of Stevie Wonder's kids.
Yeah, shit. I guess not. Again, could you see? Which is why you would fuck some blind guy with no limbs.
No. Not if he didn't have any money.
Aha! Uh-huh. See? Bitches.
Hey!
This is why men are right to rape bitches. You're all just, I mean, there's no good in any of you. You're all just like, you know, show me the money.
Oh, yeah, like you guys are all innocent and pure. Whatever.
Yeah, pretty much.
Whatever.
We're not greedy and selfish and immoral like you guys are.
Yeah,
man.
May I hearken back to, what was it, episode
look
8
at that.
That I just listened to? Hey, look, a bitch!
That was classic. I mean, look at that thing that Anna Nicole Smith married. She married a zombie.
She loves Howard K. Marshall.
Oh my God, you remember his fucking name?
Well,
he was a zombie.
I mean, so what? She only visited him on occasion when he needed his diaper changed, but she's still alive.
And you know that's why she's in hell now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, by the way, that's why it's been a while since you channeled Anna.
Look, do you know how hard it is to pitch my voice that high? I mean, to...
The finder.
You gotta, like, tweak every setting in Audacity, the recording program, and...
right.
It, like, blows out my speakers and shit. Anyway.
All right, back to Amputee Love.
Yeah, her boss is a dick, but she's a slut.
Pretty much.
Because she's like, oh, I don't want to work, you know, I want to fuck this dude. No doubt, because he has money. And, the boss is like, no, I need you to work the weekend or whatever.
She actually quit her job.
Wow.
To go to a damn orgy with her boyfriend. That's balls for you.
So she okay, even you can't disagree that she is a slut.
Yeah, that's kind of bad. I'm sorry, I don't give up money for a dick, ever. You never give up money for dick. Never. Ever. You work, then you get the dick. That's how it works, girls. And guys, depending on whoever we got listening.
See how money is of paramount importance to you there? Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Well, right,
women are like,
this way.
Women are like infants,
but look
really.
At this way. If you have money, you can, you know, buy the room to get the dick. Look at it that way. Or like, for instance, like if you have the money first, you can go and buy the food to eat before you go and get the dick. See, that's what I'm talking about. It comes back to dick.
Look, all you bitches, once you get the guy's money, you just go and you fuck your lesbian girlfriends anyway. You ain't thinking about dick.
I am. I don't know what some of the other women you know we're talking about now. I'm, as they say, I'm strictly diggly.
All I know is I'm always seeing chicks all up on each other and shit, and, you know, and they all, but all yes, and yous are like, oh, she's, you know, oh, you're just being friendly or whatever. You don't see guys doing that shit.
Where? I still don't say, I know, I haven't witnessed this.
What?
I haven't witnessed this. I
like,
mean,
everywhere?
I don't go
you know, you,
like
you girls
that.
Go out with each other, you go shopping, and... You just know what guys are doing afterwards. You go home and you have your wild lesbian orgies.
All right, wait a minute. And at no point have I ever seen a group of women out together and in the middle of trying on jeans, suddenly they start tonguing each other down.
No. She'll come, you know, chick will come out the dressing room in like a bikini, you know. How do I look in this? It's like, come on, it's flirting. It's all clearly leading to shit. I mean, you know, we guys don't get to see the action because you never film any of this stuff. I mean, you should. And then you should, you know, let us watch. But I'm just saying, man, you bitches.
Okay.
What?
Getting back to amputee love.
Anyway, that's what I assume goes on.
No. Jesus. Stupid. Hey, we could always make assumptions about why you guys go bonding at bars and sporting events and shit.
To pick up girls. See the difference?
Okay, but I'm saying most of the time girls aren't there like that. I'm saying, yeah, me and you know, we're going to go hang out at the bar. Yeah, okay.
Well, any girl that hangs out at a bar is a whore anyway. I mean, she's in a bar and she's a girl. So we know why she's there. Huh. And that reminds me, She-Hulk is a whore.
Yeah, I know.
Well, she actually is a whore, but I just read a comic where she was, like, hanging out in the bar, and she was wearing a slutty outfit, and I'm like, damn, she really is a whore.
Who made the reference that they didn't want Juggernaut sloppy seconds?
Oh, Wolverine. Yeah, that was good shit. He said, I got better things to do than go chasing around after the Juggernaut's sloppy seconds.
Ew.
Although she has, see, She-Hulk has a new writer now.
So now she's slowed down.
Well, now she was going to fuck this dude. But then she actually had the thought that she was tired of being, I think the phrase was, a sexual pinball.
Damn.
So that's her admitting that she's been a hoe. Yeah. 7-foot-tall green hoe.
All right, so...
Yeah, she's in her car throwing a tantrum, and she crashes. And I can't tell if that's a really bad crash because the art is terrible in this.
Yeah, it looks like it's just like a little oil spill and she's just sitting on the side of the road. It doesn't look like...
Remember I told you that I can draw just badly enough that you can tell what I'm trying to draw?
Right.
I could have drawn this comic. That's not a good thing. Yeah, I mean, the... writer-artist is a double amputee, right? I'm thinking...
I don't know if the artist was...
same person, isn't it?
They said that the woman who wrote it is a double amputee, and that her husband...
Oh, you're actually paying attention to all this stuff. See, there's so much goddamn text in this comic
I have never seen a comic like this. It's pretty much like... It's almost like a short story with pictures in between. That's what it really looks like.
Yeah, it really does.
It's like, wow.
I was going to say, I could see the artist of this comic being a double amputee and they're missing arms. So it was drawn with, like, the guy's feet.
Oh, I don't think it's that bad.
It looks like Lancelot Link drew this comic. Let's be for real.
Stop it.
January 2nd, 1992. It was the day that the only event of any importance in the history of Australia would occur. Courtney, head minion of Podcast X, was born. And to honor her, we present her with the following birthday break song.
Bye.
grinding, as it says, and she was in...
Grind? What does that even mean? The crash was grinding.
I guess it meant that she hit something. I don't know, metal? Something? I guess that's what...
Well, speaking of, like, lesbians, I mean, isn't that, like, some of what they do is grinding? Stop it. They grind on each other and shit?
No, you just made me think of a rap song that was called Grinding. Everything. That's
why I was laughing. Oh, everything makes you think of a rap song.
That's not true. Although you did mention when you talked about she was a hoe. I forgot. I'm not segueing. That's too much of a tangent right there. So we're just going to keep moving along. Even I recognize I'm about to go on too much of a tangent. All right, so.
By the way, no spell check in the olden days. Look how they spell drastically.
I just noticed that. Wow.
Yeah, it's good when it's like blown up. Because, of course, we stole the comic digitally. And blown up on the screen, it's really big. Drastically. D-R-A-S-T. T-I-C-L-Y. They didn't even try. I mean... Oh, anyway. It changed her for the rest of her days.
Sounding all ominous and whatnot.
Well, which it did, because now she's a cripple. She's got one leg.
Convinced that she was ruined for life.
Well, she is. Okay, say if you were a lesbian, would you want her? She has one leg. But look, see, now she has titties.
Yeah, how about that?
See, I wasn't kidding.
No, you weren't.
She's trying to walk around on the crutches. The nurse is there, and she's basically cursing her out. Oh, look, they brought the new cripple another cripple here.
A friend, yeah.
Or her new friend. She didn't know her, right?
No.
Now she has to introduce herself.
Yeah. She's going to be the woman who's supposed to introduce her to the amputee lifestyle to get her adjusted to it, supposedly.
What's this chick's name? Lynn, Sherry. The star?
Oh, Lynn is our... Lynn is our protagonist.
I suppose.
And Sherry is our... is this new chick.
These girls just don't have a leg to stand on. It had to be said. You know I was going to work that in here.
No, actually,
somewhere.
They have a leg to stand on. They just don't...
that's true. I like when Sherry appears in the doorway. Lynn's like, hey, you're an ampute. A one-legged... Like me. I think she's trying to say she's a fucking cripple.
Yeah.
Okay.
She spends the day teaching Lynn the art of proper and graceful...
Graceful crutch walking! There's no such damn thing. Hey, when did cripple become a bad word?
I don't know.
Remember it used to be okay to say cripple?
Yeah.
You know, like it was okay to say retard? And it was okay to say fucking retarded cripple ass? Damn. And it was okay to say... What?
All right, now you're just going. I gotta bring the car back on the rails. Come on.
Because that politician, James Watt, was that his name in the early
Wyatt?
80s? Was no, it? I think it was Watt.
I think you're all right.
Yeah, he got in trouble for saying cripples.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I remember that.
And that's when we all learned the proper term is handy capable. Which, by the way, after that one time I just said it just then, I'm never saying that. No, I'm not buying into... No fucking way am I buying into that.
I had never heard of handicapped.
Yeah, well, that's bullshit.
Handicapped was still appropriate.
Oh, no, even that's bad now. You're supposed to say disabled.
And so disabled...
Which, by the way, is so broad as to be pretty much meaningless. It's because, of course, it's like disabled how. But you can't say it's not politically correct to say anybody's blind or deaf or mute. Or an amputee.
I don't understand it either.
I'm just. Okay,
She shows...
This starts painful.
What is this? I'm like,
This is her closet with all of her various, she's got a fake... She's got crutches there. She's got braces to walk on.
The peg leg.
She's got a fake leg. She's got a peg leg. Whew. And she's basically saying, hey, just because you've got one leg now, you can still pick up dudes.
Yeah, pretty much is what she's telling her.
Now,
not even about hold a job, you know, nothing about...
Oh yeah, it just hit me that, like, she did quit her job, and she never gets another one, and yet she has money and can support herself somehow.
Oh, well, they actually do explain that later on in the story.
Oh, thank God. I'm glad one of us read this.
Oh, yeah, and here, you know, the guy, here we go.
Look, I read this when I downloaded it, and believe me, once was enough.
Yeah.
There's no
I'm
way.
Not reading it again. I mean,
there's way too much
I
text.
I waited until, like, a couple of hours before we did to read it.
This guy is in pain because a massive word balloon is, like, this word balloon over here looks like it's attacking his ass. But I was going to say his head's being crushed under the word balloon on top of him. These are like deadly word balloons. Each one has like hundreds of words.
It is. I know, look at that. It's not even a balloon. It's a square. It's a square.
Okay, if anybody out there is familiar with like 70s comics, all I have to say is this writer makes Don McGregor look succinct. Don McGregor was like a mainstream comics writer and like... Okay, his stuff was wordy, but not like this. This is crazy.
Wow. Yeah. Wait a minute, does he have a pipe in his mouth too? And he's saying all this stuff? How is he able to do that?
Now, Lynn, honey, we can still see each other occasionally and go out in remote spots. But, well, you surely can't want to get married now, can you? You know, our group is so, active.
He's an asshole, it's awesome. He sure is.
And she's like, sob. And you know she's sobbing because the sound effect says sob.
No, wait a minute. What's he say? Because of the way you have to stumble now. That's fucked up.
And so long, hon. I'll be in touch.
And she's thinking, my life's ruined.
Oh, man. It's like in Superman Returns when Superman leaves. Did you see that, by the way?
No.
Don't watch it. It's crap. Okay. Yeah, Superman leaves Lois. I'll be around. Meanwhile, he's like... left her with his kid to raise by herself. Super deadbeat. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm not reading this.
We can't look at this.
Because we're reading this on a monitor, and that literally from the top to the bottom of the monitor is words.
Yeah.
And there's like a little picture.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's wrong.
All right, basically the gist of it, she's released from the hospital, or they call it the crash house. They can use that now. They can use that term now. They couldn't use crash.
Crash house?
No.
That's bad?
I'm saying nowadays because the whole PC movement, no.
How's crash house offensive?
Crash house? Oh my God, that's a crash house. It's a hospital. It's a rehab center. That's what they would say now. They would say that it was crass to say, you know, I mean, imagine. I can imagine them saying that crash house is a crass statement to use. But basically, Lynn moves in with Sherry.
Okay.
That's why she doesn't have to worry about paying anything, because she moves in with Sherry.
Oh, okay. And Lynn is, quote, dumbfounded that, like, Sherry has pictures of all of her various lovers and such all over the place. So this broad here with the one with the one leg, they both
Sherry.
Have one leg.
Sherry.
She's getting dudes all over. And, you know, that proves, man, like, guys will fuck anything.
Yeah.
Because look at her stump. Look at her repulsive, bumpy stump.
Pointed
at us, the readers.
But she says that stump is very useful, which we see later.
I like that they call themselves monopedes.
I don't know where they got that term from.
You know, I'm thinking, like, as offensive as this is, this should be the amputees.
Yeah.
An amputee wrote this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I understood what she was trying to go for here.
You
but
do?
Yeah, I got what she...
I don't. What the hell was she trying to go for?
I think she was trying to say that they were normal, just like...
No, they're not. They have one leg. They ain't fucking normal. There's nothing normal about that. You know, if that was normal, when a baby is born with two legs, the doctor would be like, it's a freak baby. It has two legs. Normal. So Lynn is dreaming about her boyfriend. You know it's her boyfriend because even though like all the characters look the same in this because the art's terrible, he has a pipe.
Oh, okay. That's how we know.
Unless she only fucks dudes who smoke pipes.
Yeah, because apparently that Hal guy was a pipe smoker.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that's got to be him, presumably.
All right, so now we're at this party. Sherry throws a party at her house.
Get Borgie! Well, that's exactly what's about to go down, a gimp orgy. Look at this one here. That broad's got no legs.
I know. How is she? Oh, that's right. I was about to say, how can she wheel herself around? Oh, but she uses her arms to get around. And she looks happy.
You said you never saw that movie, Freaks?
No.
Because, yeah, they had like a dude was in that with no arms or legs.
And how did he get around?
Oh, he just like wiggled like a caterpillar. Yeah, and at the end, when all the freaks were coming to get, like, you know, the bad dudes. Well, the bad dude and the bad chick who were, like, you know. Yeah, anyway. The one... I mean, okay, you see the midgets running. And most of the other vengeful freaks have legs or whatever. But the dude with no arms or legs is just kind of, like, wiggling in the mud. But he does have a knife in his mouth. So, you know, he's, like, you know, just as murderous.
He's like a commando.
It didn't occur to me at the time. But... what's he going to do? What's he going to... Okay, he's got a knife in his mouth, but he can't take the knife out of his mouth and put it in his hand and use it.
No, he can't.
And I don't know. It's a great movie anyway, actually, but still.
Maybe he can kind of like... If the person stands really, really still, he can cut their feet.
You know, it's like when the mummy would be pursuing people.
No, not
just
running.
Run!
I know, right?
The mummy can barely fucking walk. He's a mummy. That's why they created fast zombies in, 28 Days Later?
Yeah, I did see
just
yeah.
Like, look, here's some zombies who can fucking catch you. Mm-hmm. Zombies, mummies. I guess mummies are zombies. I mean, they're undead, and they're walking around. They just happen to be bandaged up.
Never thought about it that way.
And they don't eat brains.
I don't even think mummies, I mean, not mummies, zombies... Well, depending on, the newer Latin, if you go by the Night of the Living Dead series, yeah, I guess they do. More brains.
No, that's Return of.
Oh, wow.
You gotta get your franchises straight there.
Oh, sorry.
I was just thinking that, I guess mummies don't eat brains because, what are Egyptians, Muslim?
Yeah, I believe so.
Maybe, like, okay, so they can't eat pork or brains. So that's why mummies don't want to eat your brains. You know, they just want a falafel or something.
Get back to this damn comic. We're supposed to be talking about amputees, and we're talking about mummies and zombies. This means this is a bad comic.
Wait a minute.
That's what
you
mean?
You mean you're gonna make me look at this art more? No, please, God, no. Boy. Yeah.
Yeah. So we just have people in various stages of dismemberment.
And this, hey, look at this slutty dress.
Yeah, how about that?
Is there such a thing? Is there an evening gown that bears half of the ass? Or is this like a fictitious garment here?
Depending on, I've seen,
Really?
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know if they make them, I mean, nowadays they probably make anything, but this was, as we can say, this was the 70s.
Not only that, they'll market, like, outfits like that to, like, 14-year-olds. I mean, I approve, but still.
Hey, I just realized something. Sherry tells Lynn that, you know, that their dates are coming. And she says, how about the guy that she has for her is Hal?
No. What was that? What would it?
Because Hal was Hal was the name of the boyfriend that dumped her.
Okay, well, this writer has no imagination.
No, man, they're about the same.
No limbs, no imagination.
Damn. And one-legged Sam.
Yeah, you stepped on it. I was going to... One-legged Sam... Hello, One-Legged Sam. What a moniker. Hey, look, this guy's got a 70s porn mustache.
For real.
And this is Lynn, right?
Yeah, it's Lynn.
Lynn's like, because I can't tell the difference. They look the same.
I know.
Lynn's like, gee, he's groovy looking. 1975.
Wonder if he'd like to ball me.
I wonder if people actually used to say that for real.
Marvin Gaye had a song, You Sure Like the Ball.
That's back, oh yeah, when I was playing you that album to seduce you and shit. Yeah, that was one of the songs.
Yes, I think that was, I was like, ball?
Yeah, I wasn't so much paying attention to, you know.
See how she works this stuff?
What?
She uses
the... This comic's freaking me out, man. Alright, I need to be high if I'm going to review this or some shit. I can't deal with this.
All right, let's just... Basically, it's a big old orgy. Lynn and her
Lynn is... Speaking of grinding, she's grinding her leg stump into Hal's crotch. Yeah. And he says... It. Some of this dialogue's awesome because it's so bad.
For real.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. You sure learned how to use that little stump in a hurry.
Say it again. I'm going to do the 70s porn music.
Okay, no, I'm not. I refuse to buy into this. That's every... Oh, look at this.
This is
your favorite panel of the whole book.
She's hopping over to him towards the bed on one leg, and I like the little jiggle lines they've drawn around her stump and her breast.
And the narration says, her big breasts bouncing wildly and her tiny stump kicking up and down. Oh, man. That's terrifying is what that is. Imagine in the middle of the night you wake up and that's what you see. Her hopping and her stump wiggling at you. That's fucking terrifying.
That's funny. I never thought about it that way.
This is a horror comic.
Wait a minute. But then in the next panel...
Okay, he's sucking her stump. I'm in. Let's just end this comic. I don't need to see anymore. Whose idea was this?
You.
Fuck. Oh, I had no idea. Look, it was called Amputee Love. I'm like, okay, this will be hilarious to review. Actually, you know what it was? I downloaded this around the same time I did Bionic Woman. I thought it might be interesting to contrast and compare Bionic Woman with Amputee Love, because nobody thinks of the Bionic Woman as a triple amputee,
that's
even
true.
Though she is.
Right, exactly.
And
she would never, nobody ever licked Bionic Woman's stump.
He's sucking on her stump.
And she says, ooh.
It feels like your lips are on my big toe there, which of course she doesn't have.
Well, they said maybe she's having...
That's not the first time a comment like that's made.
No, they said that must be like what they used to call the phantom pains.
I mean, it's gotta be like that, I suppose,
for
real.
It's like they have pain and they have sensation in the limb that's no longer there. Maybe that's what it is.
Okay,
let's move along.
He says, love that little stump. I could eat it whole. Oh, boy.
Like I'm all hot and horny now.
Okay, I have to ask you.
What?
Is there anything erotic about this whatsoever?
No.
Thank you. It's not just me.
Actually, in this panel where it has like a closer view of her stump, it does look like there's toes at the end of it, doesn't it?
Yeah, but those are really just... loose
bits
of
no,
flesh at the
now.
Yes, see.
Ew.
But he is praising, quote, the way you work that stump. Hey, look at this couple they're watching.
She was like, they couldn't even close the door.
Oh man.
Oh, look at the words. What the hell is that?
You know what? I hope this writer was paid by the word.
Maybe that's why she wrote it like that. I don't know. because she's fucking rich.
Can you imagine anyone buying this comic?
Not really.
No, this is something you would like flip through in the store for a giggle, but
And actually, the minute you see all that wording, you're like, oh, fuck it, I want to read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they sucker you in with the cover, which is better drawn than the interior because it's a real artist.
Mm-hmm. So they just have shown people in various sex positions as amputees.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, amputees need love, too, I suppose.
And now we have implied stump penetration because the chick's like,
You
sure you ain't stuck your stump in there? There is such a thing after all as fisting. So, okay, would you let...
No.
You don't even know what I'm gonna say.
No.
Okay, if a dude had his hand amputated...
Would I let his stump...
Would you let him... penetrate you with his, I can't say hand, but the end of with him, with the stump at his at the end of his arm. Why are you shit? You're just okay. What if it was somebody you really loved, and they wanted to do this to you?
I don't even let my main one fist me. He's got his hands.
Your bottom bitch?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not going to let...
However, well, you would figure, okay, well, what if their arm... Well, no, they've got no hand. So what if, like, their arm just sort of tapered off into, like...
Like a
flipper, yeah. Or would you let, like, if there was a flipper boy and...
They call him Flipper.
But yeah, instead of hands, he had flippers. Would you let him stick his flipper in you? Because it might feel good if he, like, wiggled it around inside of you.
You think of the most fucked up scenario.
You know what would be a good job for a flipper boy? Like, if they worked at McDonald's or something, they could just flip the burgers with their flippers.
That would be unsanitary.
I suppose it would. By the way, I don't believe you. I think you would let a flipper boy penetrate you with his flippers.
No, that's nasty.
And on that note, tune in next week for the thrilling conclusion to this review.
I keep hearing gunshots outside or something. I'm not going to have to duck. I don't know about your hood, man.